North Korea begins a new day with an old regime. A report warns that election unrest could spread in Congo. And a ministry opens a long-awaited base in Australia. We'll tell you more on these stories on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. North Korea sent off their dear leader Kim Jong-il in a massive ceremonial farewell on Tuesday. At the same time, North Korea put the spotlight on successor Kim Jong-un. Todd Nettleton, a spokesman for the Voice of the Martyrs USA, spoke with their partner in North Korea shortly after the death of the dictator. He says don't expect any changes in the near future.
There were people who were making the decisions and keeping things going on his behalf. It is believed that those same people will now be sort of in charge behind the scenes for Kim Jong-un, and again, maintain his authority, maintain his power.
Christians are viewed as both political and religious criminals and punished accordingly when discovered.
If you stand up and say, hey, I'm a Christian, I follow Jesus Christ, it's not just that you're following the wrong religion, it's really that you're undermining the government.
But the hunger for truth is growing.
One of the things we're doing is gospel broadcasts across the border into North Korea, and a part of that gospel broadcast is simply slowly reading the scripture so that people could write it down as the person is reading.
Next, the Democratic Republic of Congo's parliamentary election results will be delayed for a while. They're calling for backup to keep things above board, given the uproar caused by the presidential elections. There are warnings that the violence caused by the results there could spread throughout the country. However, Grace Ministries International's Sam Vinton says differently.
I think that in the eastern Congo area where we work, from the main cities, I've heard of no real conflict. We've had no communication of any adverse effect on our ministries.
In fact, they've seen quite the opposite.
Just amazing how the response continues. We have run out of the Book of Hope, and yet showing the DVD on the God Man and also working in the actual schools, the last report is that close to 4,000 students have responded, trusting Christ as their Savior.
That growth represents its own challenge. Find out more at our website. You're listening to Mission Network News. A care program for Zambian orphans is in trouble. Bright Hope International's Baraka Orphan Care cares for the families who've taken in AIDS orphans. C.H. Dyer explains.
We're paying for their schooling, and the families that are hosting them, the families that have taken in these orphans, we're actually able to help their whole families through microloans. So it's a very holistic kind of approach to helping families through these local 20 churches.
180 children and families learn to sustain themselves and hear about Jesus. It's been life-changing for many, but now funding is desperately needed for the program to go on.
This project has been mostly supported by a single contributor to Bright Hope over the last 3 or 4 years. And unfortunately, that contributor just isn't able to cover this project this year.
It's only $90 to pay for a child to go to school for a year. That's less than $8 a month. Make this a part of your year-end giving at our website. Meanwhile, the best Christmas gift for Operation Mobilization this year came in the form of a permanent base. OM Australia was recently able to settle on their first-ever permanent base after renting for over 20 years. The new building will serve to send even more people into the mission field to help raise more funds and to bring greater awareness to global needs. Pray that this new building will be one more step in effectively reaching the world with the good news of Christ. And you may be finally coming down from your Christmas sugar high and gift extravaganza. But in Russia, the festivities have yet to begin. Christmas isn't celebrated until January 7th. Christmas is one of the most vital times for outreach in Russia and other Soviet nations. Slava Gospel Association's Emmanuel's Child Ministry reaches kids with the gospel every year. So as you reflect on your own Christmas, pray for upcoming outreach in Russia. You can even help with it at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you have questions about stories heard on today's broadcast or would like to support this radio ministry, you can call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. Mission Network News can now be sent daily to your personal email address. You can go to missionnetworknews.org, fill in your email address at the bottom, and we'll send you up-to-date mission news every day. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.